to open session at...
11:55?
11:55. Gee, and we're still at October 23rd. 2012. Okay. Tony, could you bring us back into executive session, into open session, please?
Yes, the time is now 11:55 p.m. and the meeting has reconvened into open session.
That would bring us to 11B.
Consider approval of recommendation of bond manager.
And there'll be no action taken.
And item C, discussion and possible action regarding recommendation of administration to propose the termination of a teacher employed under a term contract.
No action.
My understanding, based on the discussion that we had in closed session, is there's not going to be any action taken on this, and I'll advise Dr. Mervin.
Thank you, Mr. Blanco. No action will be taken.
Thank you.
And that brings us to...
Yeah, President Searles.
Yes, sir.
There was one closed item that we decided to put into open, and that is the office viewer. Ms. Brigham is here to answer any questions. The bottom line
it,
of the board...
It doesn't have a... There's no agenda item for it, though.
It was...
Yes, it was in closed session, but it wasn't appropriate, so we moved it to open session.
Okay.
And the bottom line is we have some office reorganization and moves that we want to do. This is simply moving bodies around. The bottom line, board, is that we're requesting that we can have $15,000 to make all the moves. There's about 12 people involved in all the moves, and there's going to be doors cut and some walls modified and moved, furniture purchases, we'd like direction from the board that we can bring back to you an item that would have these costs.
Is this, Doc, is this a long-term solution?
It'll get everybody set with everybody that, with the positions that we've hired new, the second internal auditor, the hiring of the associate superintendent's office.
The main issue here is looking for a place for our PIO, right?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Yeah, go ahead, Annette, sorry.
This. What we have in front of you is, and the ones that say approved, it's just that it has been through cabinet, and you know, so everybody has been, we've talked about it and talked about it, and walked the building. So that's the only reason why it has approved there, of course, pending what you all look at. And like Dr. Murphy had just stated, there are some things that we might need. There's a couple offices that we need to just, we're going to go over to food service, and we're going to utilize some of the space over there, which has still plenty of space.
But the question is, the only people, I mean, the only office is a public information office, is that correct? Or?
That's what's left, yes.
You want to move, but the only people that need an office is a public information office, is that correct?
Well, we have two options for the PIO.
The question is the only individual that needs an official office is the public information office. In other words,
if everyone stayed put?
Yes.
Right, but then that
no, on
best case.
You're going to move to the public, right. And so now the public information office
it
needs
started,
a place
it,
to
it
be.
Started, but it started a domino, yes.
Okay, so the only offices we need is a public information office. And how much would it be just to do the public information office?
Well, we just can't move the public information office because now I have internal auditors I have to look at.
No, so we don't make too much moves. I mean, we still have the architect that needs to come and look at what needs to go on in this building, and there's still some discussion there. But the only people that need an office to satisfy the needs of the district currently is a public information office. Am I incorrect or am
no,
I correct?
No, you are correct, sir.
Okay. So is there any way, instead of just purchasing here, purchasing there, and doing this and doing that, why don't we just focus on where we can put the public information office?
Because in order to do that, we still have to find the public information office within the confines of the front part of this building, for the most part. The PIO office cannot go into the food service area because it's, you know, I mean, the PIO is, they have to be, I do believe, I mean, it's an integral part of the operation, so they have to be in front of this, in the front building. And with that, it's going to cause a domino. It absolutely will cause a domino.
So the people in Kate is only two?
I'm using Kate and the testing people, yeah. John Warren at the testing, and then Kate, yes.
Okay, my thing is, whether we're going to put them in the, is that where Kate's at, where the old PIO office used to be? If that's the case, then why don't we just build something where the Kate could be at, whether it's food service area?
That's what we're going to do.
Okay, then, but why are we purchasing for every department?
Well, because I can tell, okay, for internal auditor, for, first of all, there is no furniture now for the staff auditor at all. They need furniture. Okay.
The staff auditor doesn't have furniture.
No, he does not. That's furniture that somebody took out of the hallway. I was off for a day. No, I was on a cruise, and I came back, and that furniture had been absconded.
Is that your
That furniture has to go back.
Aren't you going to have furniture when you go into your office?
No, it belongs to school resources. That's going right here. So we said, yes, you may borrow it.
That's going to school. I mean, we're looking at a short-term solution. And the main, I guess my thing is to purchase all this stuff. I mean, yeah, it might have been somebody else's furniture, but right now, if we just purchase two offices, we need if we're not looking at departments, we just need two offices to house somebody for a short-term solution.
For short-term, I'm not following you with the short-term solution. I try to look at this so people don't have to do multiple moves even after the reorg.
Well, there's discussion. We still have to have our architects look at this building and actually see if we're gonna redesign it. So
I thought in the bond it was only like for the front of the office. I didn't know this whole bond issue.
Well, there was a front, but we still also need possibly land stuff. It might be.
Okay.
I mean, there's other stuff. So
no, you mentioned a different.
These moves would be permanent, even.
Yeah, no, we're talking. I'm not looking at moving these people multiple times.
Unless we move out of this.
We just need two offices. We need to
build
two walls.
Okay. No, let me, and then you'll see. Okay, if you look at it, we know that I'm going to move over to the PIO. Okay, so then if you go to number three, career ed is moving over to food service. They have plenty of offices over in food service. We just have to cut a door.
Okay,
so
how about this? You bring back this option, and you bring back another option of just looking for two office spaces, and that's the minimal cost.
But I still need furniture.
With furniture, two offices.
Okay, absolutely, I can do that.
So we're looking at the minimal cost and the, okay.
Get that woodworking class.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Get that woodworking class over at the high school to work.
Yeah, that's what she's saying.
No, well, it still has to come back to the board, but bring that option. That's it. We can't make any.
And then how
decisions.
Long will it take to?
It has to come back to the board.
Oh, I can do this tomorrow if that's what you if that's
no,
your desire. I mean,
this plan right here. How long
will
it take?
Has to come back to the board.
Probably about a month to 6 weeks.
But before November 4th, please.
The actual moves, she's making the moves actually taking place.
Oh, okay, I understand. I'm sorry, that just hit me on the head. I'm sorry. In this, we had multiple, a lot more multiple moves, and the thing is, we have the PIO specialist that needs furniture. We have the Kate person that needs furniture that is not going to be from the district, but it'll be from Kate. Then we have the staff auditor that needs furniture.
We've got to relocate the copy center.
Then we have to relocate the copy center because people are going to start sabotaging it up there. And then we have an intern, if the audit is coming in, but I did tell him a cheap way to handle that. But he still, that person still needs a desk and a chair, but that's all that.
Listen in. Mm-hmm. You have alternative one and alternative two.
Yes.
Which one?
Well, if you can see, it's on hold. The alternative two, if you read it in blue, I have to put my glasses on. It says alternative two will keep all the moves mentioned above that's in alternative one, with the exception of the PIO and auditors. The PIO office will be relocated when the audit, where the auditors are currently. This area is designed to house the printing, lemonade equipment located in the PIO office. The auditors will go to CTE with the same new entry door created for the lead auditors to enter and exit directly into his office. Additionally,
that's option two. Option one is to leave the auditors where they are and move PIO and back into the old PIO office. The problem is that both situations have issues. If we move if we go to alternative two and we move the auditor down to the PIO, they're going to have basically three people, and we really don't think 2.4 people. But the 0.4 is the whole body, and we just wonder if that's enough space to put three people when there's three people in there. And then the other problem, though, with the PIO office is that she has all those laminators,
printers,
some of which are brand new, and the space isn't there for that. So both of them are problematic, and that's why we have them on hold, because even the cabinet hasn't really come to a consensus as to what we'd like to do.
Well, then, are you really asking for any action?
No, it's not.
We can't.
No.
All you're doing is telling us to look at this, think about it.
Yeah, you know, because I asked Jennifer.
You know, that there's money assigned to it. That's
and that there's an issue. People need some room and furniture.
I asked Jennifer, I said, how much is a door? And she said $1,500. I said, that's a lot. But, you know, even the hardware is $300. The frame's $800.
And
that's why I said come back
to
us with the options.
You have to make the doors that they're secure doors. You have to make sure that they, you know, have a regular key that not everybody can get into them.
Would our people be doing this?
Yes, we do the labor. There's nothing in there that requires a contractor in this. So that we've limited that. There's no new cubicles being built or anything like that.
And it's mainly going into existing office with the move for career ed. Let me just say, for the move in career ed, there's plenty of offices over there at food service. All we need to do is create a doorway in the hallway, because then they don't have to go into the warehouse by the freezers. Because it's a beautiful office. There's beautiful office spaces there. There's lots of room.
Okay, just come back to us with the options when we need to approve it, and then we can.
So you'd like to see a third option that's less expensive?
Correct.
And less people moving?
I don't know.
I mean, you're going to move the people, but there's no point in having to buy each person new stuff or move when you have, I mean, you're just going to move bodies, not, you know, new furniture.
Maybe what would accommodate this?
You will have to buy new furniture. Emil's furniture goes away. We got to buy him all new.
Yeah, he's a he's
Emil
new.
Emil also needs new cabinetry to house all his stuff.
He needs five new cabinets.
And
the PIO's office.
PIO office.
That furniture is built new.
Yeah, that was there.
And it's nice. It's nice.
Very nice.
Right, but the specialist we need the office.
The relocation of copy center is going to require drops and electricity and sound insulation, since it's going to be in the hall.
Just come back with that option, and then we'll discuss it.
We can do it.
All right, we'll come back to the cheaper.
And you know what would be nice, too? And I don't mean to make anybody work harder, but Nanette's really good on the computer. Maybe a little picture.
Sure.
Dr. Murphy's here. I want to be there. He's going to go over here, and she's going to go there. We're all like this now, but here's how we want to move all around. Right. Maybe a little visual would make a floor plan. Yeah.
And our auditors are staying at the same place.
Under option one.
Yeah.
In that tiny little cat box?
Well, they both have.
No, they have a suite.
Oh.
Well, if that's a direct, that solves our problem because that's...
No, that's not. I'm just, Doc, I mean, just because we have money doesn't mean we need to spend it. And the thing is, just bring back the options.
And a little floor plan.
And the auditor in place.
Guess what? It's 10 after 12. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
You can explain to my husband why I
am. My husband. Okay, Tony, that takes us to our last item. Thank you very much. Yeah. Meeting is adjourned.
10 a.m. October 24th.
Jesus.
Good morning.
Yeah, do they all? They probably need beds in their offices.
I know. I thought we were going to have babies tomorrow.